committee meeting, joint Ways and Means Committee meeting for May 2nd, and talk a little bit slowly on our bill introduction, and hopefully one more senator will arrive very fast to get through the rest of the agenda. Got an LC draft, LC 3599, imposes a $400 application fee for certain licenses granted by the Oregon Licensing, Liquor Control Commission. Anybody object to introduction of that particular bill? Anyone want to chat a little bit about that particular bill?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Representative Butler, the great sovereign eastern part of the state of Oregon.
The state of,
you wanted to share
state of eastern
Oregon. Far east is not even in this time zone.
Mr. Chair, this particular LC follows and mirrors the language in a House bill 3070, but it is actually an improved language because it benefits those folks who are transferring licenses with the OLCC. So it purports to go ahead and have to allow the Oregon Liquor Control Commission to actually identify their costs relative to the criminal background and the financial background checks that are mandatory for new licensees. Excellent legislative concept.
Wonder whose concept that would be.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's fascinating how that's up.
Who's the concept that was?
Anyone object to introduction of LC 3599? If not, so accomplished.
Really? We can't do it yet.
We can't do it yet.
That was a good try.
You can talk to the rest.
Talk to the rest of them.
We got to go trolling.
All right, you can move on to the next. Here it is.
Yay! Well, I wasn't delinquent.
You do agree with the introduction of House Bill 3.
There's no objection. So introduced. Thank you, Senator Morse. Moving on, House bills reported out of subcommittee. House Bill 2209, Representative Hunting, Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2209 grants authority to the Department of Fish and Wildlife to hunt game mammals and game birds with the aid of an aircraft and transmit information on the location of game to staff on the ground. Currently, hunting or locating game from or with the aid of an aircraft is forbidden by statute without exception. This bill creates an exception to this ban for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. This exception will allow the department to more effectively deal with unanticipated contingencies, such as quickly dealing with outbreaks of wildlife disease. Your Natural Resource Subcommittee unanimously recommends your approval.
Yes, please, go ahead.
A game bird for these purposes, is that a turkey? I'm trying to figure out what type of game bird you would use an aircraft for. Other than?
Mr. Co-Chair and my learned colleague, Representative Smith, I do not recall in testimony whether or not we specified species, but I could easily defer to staff to refresh my perhaps faulty memory.
I truly apologize for asking the question.
There were snakes that a 20-millimeter does
withdrawn.
Yes, thank you.
Discussion? Well, yes, Representative.
I just
want
to ask
Senator
the question. I just wanted to know if it just so the plane can swoop down.
Joking aside, Senator Winters, the aircraft can be used for the benefit of tracking herds. It's not necessarily the swooping action so much as it is the logistical tracking.
Have you ever seen what 20-millimeter does?
Public hearing session, open work session. We have House Bill 2209 before us. Is there any objection?
We need a motion.
Did she move?
Also cover unmanned missiles.
Yes, she did.
No, only mammalian missiles.
All right, there's no objection. Sure. All right, we have another great House bill that we're adopting a conflict amendment on, House Bill 2340, being gross, relating to transfer child support program, DHS to DOJ. Might look familiar for some of us. We'll open the public hearing. Representative Patrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This committee passed it before. As the co-chair said, these are merely conflict amendments. We did pass House Bill 2526, which was dealing with the hearings officer panel as well as some other conflicting amendments that were in the bill relating to some places where it said Department of Human Services rather than Department of Justice. Now, as we transfer it over, basically that's the nature of these amendments. They're technical fixes to the bill we passed out before.
Any questions?
So do we need to move the amendments?
So we need to move the amendments, so I will do so.
Well, let's go to work session real quick. Public hearing over, work session on.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash B3 conflict
the
amendment.
Hearing is only if we don't have the quorum.
The House Bill 2340.
We're okay. Yeah.
Okay. Any objection? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move the House Bill 2340 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Very good. Any further questions? No objection? So ordered. Other business. Department of Environmental Quality, Natural Resources Subcommittee. Senator Messerly has a grant.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The subcommittee recommends the approval of submission of a grant application to the Environmental Protection Agency for $100,000 for voluntary air toxics reduction efforts. DEQ and EPA are now finalizing an assessment of the Portland metropolitan area focused on 12 pollutants identified in the National Air Toxics Assessments called the Portland Air Toxics Assessments. The grant will allow the department to use the results of this air toxics assessment to advance voluntary emission reduction strategies through technical assistance and outreach efforts directed at some of the top toxics identified by CATA. This is a non-competitive grant which will be awarded shortly after the application is received. There are no matching requirements, nor is there any obligation to continue funding after the grant expires. The department has sufficient federal funds limitation to accommodate work occurring this biennium. If additional expenditure limitation is needed to complete the grant work next biennium, the department will request limitation at a future meeting of the emergency board. Again, the subcommittee recommends approval.
Question.
Are there any positions associated with this request?
No, I don't believe so.
Further discussion? Any objection? So ordered. The Senate is sort of under a call, so if we can move with some rapidity, that would be helpful. All right. Department of Human Services Subcommittee, Senator Gordley, another grant.
The Mr. Co-Chairs, the Human Services Subcommittee recommends that the Joint Legislative Committee on Ways and Means retroactively approve the submission of a Federal Department of Health and Human Services Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration grant application to provide transition and substance abuse treatment services for juvenile justice youth. The Department of Human Services applied for a federal grant on January 17, 2003 that would provide transition and substance abuse treatment services being discharged from Oregon Youth Authority institutions back to communities in Multnomah, Clackamas, and Marion counties. As required, DHS notified the co-chairs of the Legislative Emergency Board 10 days prior to the application deadlines. Subsequent Joint Legislative Committee on Ways and Means delayed prevented earlier consideration of this request. The proposal seeks first-year funding of $500,000 from the Federal Department of Health and Human Services. If the grant is awarded, the Oregon DHS intends to use the revenue to improve system coordination between the department, the Oregon Youth Authority, and the Department of Education. The project would serve 135 OYA youth ages 14 to 25 who have histories of substance abuse. Current data on OYA youth suggests that youth who access appropriate treatment services are over three times more likely to remain in the community and not return to custody than those who do not receive treatment services following incarceration. The grant does not require state general fund. Your Subcommittee on Human Services recommends approval of this request.
Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senator Gordley, grant number two.
The Human Services Subcommittee recommends that the Joint Legislative Committee on Ways and Means retroactively approve the submission of a Federal Department of Health and Human Services Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration grant application to develop further training and implementation of evidence-based practices for adults with severe mental illness. The Department of Human Services applied for a federal grant that would assist in the further implementation of evidence-based practices for adults with severe mental illness on March 24, 2003. As required, DHS notified the co-chairs 10 days prior to the application deadline. Subsequent committee and staff delays prevented an earlier decision meeting on the agency's request. The proposal seeks first-year funding of $325,000 from the Federal Department of Health and Human Services. If the grant is awarded, the Oregon DHS intends to use the revenue to implement evidence-based practices treatment for persons with severe mental illness in two typical community mental health settings. The project may last up to 3 years. The grant requires no state matching funds. This grant would allow DHS to pursue some of the goals envisioned in House Bill 3024, passed during the 2001 legislative session. That was the mental health planning bill. That bill required local mental health service planning, and the Legislative Assembly included funding to implement the local plans. Unfortunately, most of that funding was cut in the face of Oregon's budget problems, and while not a replacement for those funds, this federal grant will allow DHS to work with local communities to increase our understanding of best mental health practices. Your Subcommittee on Human Services recommends approval of this request.
Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Before we take off, I want to recognize former Senator John Lim, who's come to visit us today. He's got a delegation from Kunji Province, South Korea. Their budget committee has come to see how we budget.
Really?
And I'll make attempt at introduce. Actually, I'd rather have Senator Lim try and introduce them. I don't think I could do justice to the names, but I'm very, very pleased that they have taken time out of their busy visit to see our brief subcommittee here today. Senator Lim, would you mind introducing them for the committee?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair, for allowing me to introduce their state representative from Gyeonggi Province, the state I was born. They are visiting our state to learn the local autonomy of the local and state and government, how they function. So that's why they are here. Mr. Ahn is the chairman of the budget committee. And also, I just met them today for the first time, so I don't know their name. Can you meet with me? Mr. Shin and Mr. Kim, Mr. Lee, Mr. Ha, all the Shin. Thank you very much for welcoming us. I do appreciate it. Glad to see you. The old face.
Thank you very much. We have to go back to the floor, so we apologize for rushing out right now. Thank you for coming. Meeting adjourned.